This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, welcome to Busting Balls. I'm Pat Caputo along with the webmaster, Evan Jenkins. We're here to talk drafts, prospects, the future, and, you know, to do it in a way where no holds barred. We just let her, fly. And one of the things that, Evan, that people talk about a lot is, how well the Tigers have developed players from within. And I think there's kind of a battle there in a certain way, kind of a tennis match, because the Tigers have had all these wonderful young players that they've developed. And it's really been accented this year because Mize, if you look at the leaderboards, you know, tops in the league in wins. You look at Torkelson, he's up there in all the different power numbers. Where in the past it was like, well, those 1-1s weren't really doing that well. All of a sudden they are. And Riley Green is, you know, an outstanding player. Kerry Carpenter, you know, is a big thumper in the middle of the lineup there.
Cole Keith is a mainstay for years to come.
Yeah, and you look and you see other players like, that just have emerged. Tarek Skubal.
Late round pick.
Basically a late round pick, depending on how you view it. Who is responsible for that? Is it Al Avila or is it Avila or however you want to pronounce it?
I
don't know where Al's at right now with that. I have no idea. It was changing it quite a bit, you know.
Depended if his kid was playing or not.
Yeah, I was like, you know, Leland always called him Avila, no matter what, you know. Leland wasn't going to change.
No, but it was Avila for his kid, so dad and son can't have different last
names. Yeah, it was fun.
When they're exactly spelled the same, so.
Oh, it was funny. Al's funny in a certain way. He's got kind of a good sense of humor that way. I think that might have been part of it. Might have been. It's like, well, today it's Avila, you know, or whatever. But the bottom line is, from 2018 on, not his previous drafts, the first couple, you know, the Alex Vejado draft and, you know, the Matt Manning draft.
Yeah, but both those guys were up here last year, or Fajardo was 2 years ago, but yeah. Manning is still in the system.
No, well, yeah, but he's, you know.
He is what he is.
Yeah, he's not very good right now. Although they've been using him in the bullpen.
I saw he was a little bit better out of the pen than he was as a starter.
Yeah, so I don't know.
The modern-day Jason Isringhaus.
They hope he would ever be as good as that, that's for sure. But the truth of the matter is, just look at it. I mean, it speaks for itself. The 2018 draft. And look, this is your baseball draft. So there's way more misses than hits.
Oh, yeah. There's, 20 rounds or whatever?
Mize at one overall. All right. Now it doesn't look that bad. I mean, there were other players they could have taken there. You know, some later round picks like Jalen Duren or Jaron Duren, seventh round pick.
Boston.
Stephen Kwan, fifth round pick. Cal Raleigh, third round pick. Shane McClanahan, 31st overall. In that draft. Grayson Rodriguez, 11th overall. But for the most part, I don't think the Tigers are sitting around looking like, hey, you know, given the way the quirky nature of the baseball draft, that Mize is turning out to be a bust, he actually might play a key part in a team that looks like it's potentially able to go far in the postseason now. So that's been a development here. Even though it's a little bit older than what you anticipated, 27, 28, he started to come through for him. He did have a very good 2021 season before the whole Tommy John surgery hit. But the second round pick, the 44th overall, was Parker Meadows.
And when he's on the field, he's exceptional.
I mean, he really changed the course of the franchise, I thought, last year.
Absolutely.
And, of course, in the ninth round, the 255th pick in that draft was Tarek Skubal.
And that's what's absolutely asinine to me, is that 245 dudes went before a Cy Young winner.
So these were draft picks by Al Avila that if you look at what the Tigers were in 2024 – and not so much this year. Well, I guess you could say it because Mize has kind of taken over what some of that would have been with Parker Meadows. Meadows, of course, out. And Skubal being Skubal, you can't say that he missed. And here's an irony of this. You know who was a 19th round pick in that draft?
I do.
Who is it?
Kerry Bonds.
No, it wasn't Kerry Bonds. Well, Kerry Bonds was a different year.
Oh, okay.
We haven't gotten to him yet. But
he was a 19th round pick though.
Yeah, he was a 19th round pick. Reese Olson.
Oh, and that is, I mean, the
and
fact
the,
that
and the Tigers got him under Al Avila.
Yep.
In a trade that, you know, for Daniel Norris that nobody really thought about.
No, who Daniel Norris is not pitching in baseball anymore. He's surfing somewhere.
Right. So that's 2018. What do you think? That's a pretty productive draft, right?
Yeah, I would say it's unbelievably great, and you know what it made me think of is how impressive baseball scouts really, really are. Because you think about Tarek Skubal, and he went to the University of Seattle.
Seattle University.
I mean, think about who the hell even knew that they had like a baseball team, and you know what I mean? They go to all smaller schools, and I'm saying Evan, to an average Joe.
Yeah,
like
average
me.
Joe, yeah.
But these guys,
I knew they had a baseball
but
team.
But they're at every nook and cranny. If there's somebody throwing a ball or hitting it hard, they have eyes on them, and it's
well,
so impressive.
The backstory on Skubal is he was a top 50 prospect, and then he had Tommy John surgery, and he had just came back from that like his last year. And did I ever tell you the story of Tarek Skubal when I first saw Tarek Skubal and really just went, I just did a total freak out?
No.
I was in the press box I think it was 2019. And he had pitched in West Michigan and done all right, and I'd seen him pitch, but I really didn't think that much about it. I hadn't really paid much attention to him. And then I'm in the press box on a Thursday day game, and he's making his debut at Erie. And, I put my little iPad there, and I got my computer up there. You know, I'm kind of watching all this stuff. And Erie was playing a day game. And it was the first game, and I looked at it, man. He's throwing 97, 98. And I'm like, holy, you know, whatever is this? I couldn't believe it. It's like one of those moments every once in a while you see something
sure.
like that. You know, it's kind of like when you're watching, it's like kind of a drumbeat of nothing, you know. And, oh, here comes in between innings. It's always the radio feed over a video.
Right.
And then they show, like, in between innings. And minor leagues are always doing stupid stuff in between innings, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funnier than hell. And it's kind of quirky, and that's why I like it. But I just sitting there looking at this, I couldn't believe what I saw. And I went down, I was in the clubhouse afterward, and I saw Al and his assistant, David Chad, at the time. I said, who the hell is this guy? I mean, my God, look at this. What did your scouts find or whatever? I didn't know the whole backstory of him. I should have known that. But, they just kind of got like, I don't even think they had seen the results of what that game was or anything. They just kind of got kind of goofy smiles on their face, particularly David Chad. You know, I looked at him. I was like, well, you know, I mean, holy cow. It was unbelievable. And he was striking out like two per inning and just dominated. He had some command issues at the time and hadn't developed that extra special changeup that he has. It's unbelievable. But that was a, you know, and right away you could see that he had more upside than Mize. Even though Mize was a pretty dominant pitcher in Double A, you could see that this guy threw harder and was just nastier. So that, you know, was kind of a revelation. So, I mean, that's a pretty good draft. Also, Garrett Hill pitched in the major leagues for him. Was taken in like the 16th round or something. So 2018, that's a pretty damn good draft, right?
Yeah, I would say it was highly successful.
2019, they drafted Riley Green fifth overall. And the 2019 draft, you know, had some exceptional players. Anthony Volpe, Corbin Carroll, Josh Young, Jace Young's brother, and whatever. But I don't think there's any remorse from the Tigers taking Riley Green.
Well, they got an all-star.
You know, fifth overall. That's really good. And Kerry Carpenter, which you mentioned, Kerry Carpenter. Now there's only 20 rounds in the draft. Kerry Carpenter was a 19th round pick, 562.
God.
And Bo Brisky, who last year played a key role, and he's still going to play a key role in the Tigers bullpen. He's had a little arm issue here early in the year, but he's back. 27th round. 802nd pick in the draft.
And he was a lethal, lethal reliever for the Tigers at the end of the year last year.
It was unbelievable. Again, an Alavila draft. 2022 was the COVID year, right?
2020.
Apologize. To Spencer Torkelson, right? At first, didn't look so good, and you wonder why they didn't take guys. Dylan Dingler was the first pick of the second round. Look what he's doing.
Yep.
Colt Keith was their Tigers' fifth round pick, the sixth pick that they had in that draft because they had a supplemental pick and a five round draft. And also, Gage Workman has played in the major leagues
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
And Trey Cruz is all of a sudden coming on, even though he's older.
Yeah.
He's going to play in the major leagues, I think, at some point. They've been playing him in center field or whatever. He's Jose Cruz's son, Jose Cruz Jr.'s son, and grandson of Jose Cruz. You know, there's some baseball lineage there. Kind of struggled throughout the minor leagues. That's a pretty good draft right there.
Yeah, another successful draft. It's just there's a common theme with all of this, though, to me. A lot of these guys didn't make it up when Alavila was here.
You're right, exactly. And that's Alavila the next year, 2021. Alavila is still in charge of the draft. In the third overall pick, he got skewered at the time for taking Jackson Jobe because the Tigers needed a shortstop. And there were some really premier
like
shortstop.
Marcello Mayer, I think, was
Yeah, one. Jordan Lawler.
Yep.
And Brady House is now a third baseman. He was never really a shortstop candidate, but did play it in high school, and he's starting to come on. And Lawler, Marcello Mayer, and House are all going to be quality major leaguers. Maybe a top side for Mayer and Lawler. Those guys are really, really good. Red Sox are trying to figure out a way to get Mayer into the major leagues at this point. They got two great prospects.
You know, maybe he can play first base for him.
Yeah, right.
Because Rafael Devers definitely isn't.
I don't know. If I were them, I'd probably put like Trevor Story there or something and use Mayer, actually.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Since Devers has this issue with it, that whole Alex Bregman signing was totally fucking bizarre. You know, I mean, he got booed. As we're doing this, he got booed last night. It was appropriate boo.
Yeah, I don't know if I necessarily understand it, but so be it, right? I never have a problem yelling at the opposing team.
And, you know, underrated in that draft, you know, it's a pretty recent draft, was Brant Herder. A third-round pick, 195th overall.
Yeah, and he's the lefty, right?
Yeah, well, yeah he's the lefty that ate up a bunch of ton of fucking innings last year and made him look pretty good.
He's got a great sinker.
Yeah.
I like that guy a lot, but you're right. You can find these pitchers late, but rarely.
Where do you find pitchers late like that?
Well, I'm just saying the fact that there's 20 rounds, you're just throwing shit at the wall at that point.
No, you're not. That's my point.
Well, that's what it seems like a lot of teams are doing.
Right.
I mean, you remember the days when the Tigers were drafting like everybody's kid, essentially. Like Mario Mpemba's kid got drafted by the team.
Patrick Leland.
Yes.
Rod Allen Jr.
They'll draft you.
Although the draft pick of Avila actually turned out to be good for a fifth round pick.
He was an all-star as well.
Yeah, and he was a pretty good catcher on some really good
teams.
Good
broadcaster too, by the way. And I really like hearing him on TV.
He used to get skewed though all the time, like, oh, he's only on the team because he wasn't.
He was a damn good player.
His hitting kind of came and went, but he was a good catcher. Jace Young was the first pick in 2022, and that draft, it still remains to be seen, but doesn't look quite as good as those other drafts. But you're talking about Mize, Meadows. Cody Clemens played in the major leagues. He was taken in that 2018.
He's still on the Phillies, isn't he?
No, he's somewhere else.
Okay.
Tarek Skubal. You know, you're talking about the next year, Riley Green, Kerry Carpenter, Bo Brisky. Then you're talking Torque, Dingler, Colt Keith in 2020. And then, of course, Jobe and Herder in 2021. That's quite a draft haul by Al Avila. Consequently, here, we've only had two drafts. Believe it or not, it seems like Scott Harris has actually been on the job for a long time. But he's only had two drafts.
Yeah, and it seems a lot longer, doesn't it? But I think that might be because the Tigers kind of excelled where they were trying to be. Like, I don't think that they expected to go to the playoffs last year, that this was probably going to be more of a realistic shot. But now that they sped everything up and these players are playing, it's like I think it's more polarizing because – Max Clark and Wyatt Langford, they're always going to be seen as 1A and 1B here in the city of Detroit because Wyatt was just here with the Rangers, is an everyday player for the Rangers, where Max Clark, a high school kid, wasn't as ready. He's going to still be, what, a year or two away from making it to the show?
No, he looks pretty good, but Wyatt Langford's if there was a redraft, there's no way Dylan Cruz goes ahead of Wyatt Langford.
I agree with that.
You know, I mean, obviously Skeens, you know, I mean, he's so brilliant and everything. But honestly, Wyatt Langford is, you know, I watch a lot of this, and I watched LSU, and obviously he was really good. But I didn't realize how good he was, to be honest with you. I mean, he's fast.
Yeah.
And he's got power, and he knows how to play the game.
He's got a good eye at the plate, too.
He's good. He's really good. So at the time, and you know this because we were, you know how we are. We're so modest here.
Yeah, it's we were like, talking about this guy when he was still using aluminum bats.
Yeah, we're so modest here, and we said that, and I said that I would take Max Clark,
mm-hmm.
And you know I was like, yeah, and then the Tigers took Max Clark because everybody else was staying Wyatt Langford. And I was like, yeah, man, you know, Evan and I come in here and we're so fucking smart. We got it fucking right and we're smart and fuck you for criticizing us. But the truth of the matter is Clark has been really good. He's been everything that the Tigers expected. He puts the ball in play, hits the ball pretty hard with some exit velocity, real good discipline in strike zone. He's really fast. Covers a lot of ground. He could play major league center field right now. Strong arm, and you know, just a quality player. Hasn't developed the big time power or whatever. Not you know, but I think at some point power is going to come for him. He's just a great athlete, and you know, I think he has a chance to be a special player. It's just it's always going to be. Should you have taken Langford, who undoubtedly would be helping the Tigers right now, or Clark? And the thing with Clark, you got a bonus on it because what they did was smart, I think, and to this day. You know, you can always go hindsight 20/20 on this. But to this day, I think it was wise of Scott Harris to sign Clark a little bit below slot, and then he was able to sign Kevin McGonigal after drafting him away from Auburn. And McGonigal has had injuries. And it's kind of set him back a little bit. He's back to playing at Lakeland right now, and pretty soon he'll be in the field. They'll bring him along slowly, but he's one hell of a hitter. I mean, he really is, and I think he can play major league shortstop. So, you know, you kind of got a two-for-one bargain there. And also underrated, and we talked about this a little bit last week, Max Anderson. They signed him below slot after drafting him from – Nebraska, and he started out just kind of okay or whatever, really, you know, not that good. And he ended up right now, he looks like he's really good hitter. He's hitting the hell out of the ball at Erie. And you also had, and that allowed them to sign Paul Wilson, who really hasn't pitched well. He's had command problems, but he's young and raw high school kid. So
and I think the NFL draft and the NBA draft kind of do a disservice to Major League Baseball in the draft. Casual baseball fan that's just sitting on their couch and turning on the TV at 6:40 to watch the Tigers play, but they see the NFL drafts and these guys instantly come in and start playing for the team.
Yeah.
To where I think every fan sees a baseball draft and they're like, well, why the hell aren't we seeing this kid that was drafted fifth overall or whatever it might be?
Well, that's what, Evan, that's why we're here.
I know, exactly. So it's just it's understanding, you know, that.
Right.
Do you think, Pat?
No. Seriously, one of the things, one of the purposes, this podcast has a number of purposes. Hopefully it makes us rich some fucking day. it has a number of purposes, and one of them is that I cannot get into all the minutia of that.
Sure.
On the shows that I do.
Well, no, because you're going to alienate a ton of people by talking.
No,
about
I mean,
it.
It's just, yeah, 11 minutes, you know,
exactly.
In between segments. I think that's what we have, and there's a lot of sports going on. And, sitting there, I don't look at my job as like educating fans who call up, you know, to me. A lot of what happens with this, though, is what you're talking about. Like, for example, in the NFL draft, and I've said this over and over again, but I want people to think about this. After 4 years, you know whether a guy can play.
Absolutely.
Yeah, in baseball and hockey drafts, you're just starting to see whether they can play a lot of times. And you got the players taken at 18 years old in both those drafts, and in baseball, it's 21 after they're playing college, which is a very different dynamic than professional baseball. It's because college baseball has gotten. So I try to present that nuance to you. But the mistake is, I say, well, you know, I mean, the stupidest thing said, Iserman hasn't hit on second-round draft picks and everything. 15% actually play in the league of second-round draft.
You say 15?
15.
Jeez.
So that in the NFL, you know, the second-round pick invariably plays. I mean,
unless you're Enos Rakestraw. But yeah, we've talked about that
on
the past podcast.
I mean, he actually got in on the field.
No, I know.
No. Name a Lions second-round pick that never played.
Oh, they all do.
Right. You can name all kinds of Red Wings second-round draft picks that didn't play. So, and it's the same with baseball. Baseball is even more so. When it comes down to that, kind of the iffy nature and the development, especially with pitchers. And with baseball, a lot of times you get 2 good years out of a guy, and it can be important for a pennant, but he's not a great player forever.
Right.
You know, so putting your team together that way through the draft is much different. The NBA's got a different dynamic because, you know, it's one and done, and, you know, the impact of foreign players.
Yeah.
It's and, you know, college basketball is horse shit right now in a certain sense. It's really hard to discern what's going on. With the transfer portal and all that. So we bring you those dynamics when we talk about the NBA draft. By the way, it was so wonderful to not give a flying fuck about the lottery.
God, it was so great. Now, I would have liked to be in the lottery, like being a good team, but that's neither here nor there. Do you think baseball GMs or like front office that their logic or theory within the draft could ever change based on how good the team is? Like,
now, in baseball, it's stupid.
Because
you know, in baseball, it's stupid. The Tigers have done that in the past, and it was stupid. And they did. For example, you know how many years the Tigers struggled with bullpen? Remember all those years where they're signing Joe Nathan?
Yeah, when they were really good, they could never get
a Papa Grande.
Yep.
You know, I mean,
K-Rod.
How about Troy Percival?
Oh my God!
I mean, they brought in every ex-closer, Todd Jones, a couple times.
Yep.
Well, Todd pitched pretty well for the Tigers every time they did actually bring him in, but they couldn't find him. So what they did is they started drafting college closers. The stupidest one was, you know, Matt Anderson. Remember that guy?
Yeah, how did he throw his arm out, throwing an octopus or something?
Well, that's the rumor, you know. I don't know how much of that is like urban legend from what, if you actually go back and examine it.
He was a 100-mile-an-hour flamethrower before
from,
that was
from
the
Rice.
Rag in
right,
baseball.
Right. And, you know, Rice University is like the Harvard of the Southwest and all this.
And wasn't he like the number one prospect in all of baseball, too?
I heard Todd Jones
just the other day talking about him on the broadcast, actually.
Yeah, well, Todd, he was the guy that replaced Todd Jones as the Tigers closer the first time Todd was in. And he had 1 year where he was pretty good. But the guy, you know, he's a knucklehead. I mean, it was unbelievable. I remember sitting in the in the clubhouse, and Jennifer Aniston, Jennifer
Hammond. Well, she was there. Now Jennifer, we got a story.
Jennifer Hammond. That was funny, Evan. That was fucking funny. Jennifer Hammond is in there, and she's interviewing him, you know, like in the media scrum. And he's like, every question he'd ask, he goes, well, I don't know what the fuck is going on, you know, really, this to ruin her video. And I'm sitting there looking at him, man, this guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
And then he, you know, he had like, you know, they sent a marijuana package or something to his FedEx or something like that. I don't know. It's kind of crazy. You know, the guy totally flamed out. But they got him because, well, we don't have a bullpen. Even before that, they had this guy, Rick Green, who was their first-round pick out of LSU, and he closed the College World Series. He pitched one game in the major leagues with Cincinnati. Remember Ryan Perry?
Oh, yeah.
Remember Chance Ruffin?
Yeah, big time.
Knievel?
Corey?
Well,
he actually ended up being pretty good for the Brewers.
Yeah, he did. And even all you, but come on, you know, I mean, they took those guys as closers out of college.
You're right, and they were
stupid shit, man.
Within the next year, they were
like,
on the team.
That's where, like, Dave Dombrowski, he would trade his prospects and all this stuff. You know, he was trying to
Humberto Sanchez for Gary Sheffield.
Humberto Sanchez, he was actually a starter, but yeah, that's a famous prospect.
I got all kinds of them
in my lexicon.
I always love it. But you're right, and so I'm glad that I asked that question, because you're right. There's no exact science within the MLB draft.
No.
Period.
No.
Like, and, for the end of time. How long did it take for a 1-1 to even get into the Hall of Fame? Wasn't it until, what, either Chipper Jones or Ken Griffey Jr. went in?
I think it was Chipper. Ken Griffey.
But that was the first ever 1-1 that went into the Hall of Fame.
I think
about it within the lexicon of all other sports, they're all there in the Hall of Fame.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is. Now you're going to probably see a few more of them.
Sure, absolutely. But the fact that teams they took until the 2000s?
Yeah, teams have gotten a lot better at scouting and drafting, and you know, the miss rate at the real high levels. It's still hit or miss to a degree, but not like it used to be.
Right.
I mean, especially when the draft first started, I mean, some of the picks, and then, you know, it's like, you know, Tigers took the first catcher in the first baseball draft. Did you know that? You know who it was?
No.
Gene Lamont.
Oh, like the Gene Lamont?
The Gene Lamont.
Oh.
And you know who the Reds took just a couple picks after that? Johnny fucking Bench.
Oh.
So
he ended up panning out.
Yeah, you know, that's the way, you know, the baseball. So it's morphed through the years into a different thing. International signings have become, you know, slotted. It used to be like the wild, wild west. You go out there, like, with guns blazing. And it's not like that anymore because, you know, it's
like it seems like the Japanese born players have different rules.
Well, have different rules.
Why is that? Why
well, because,
is a player from Puerto Rico or Cuba or something like that? Or
well,
Dominican?
First of all, Puerto Rico, and I had this discussion last night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Some guy calls up. By the way, yeah, last night I got a caller. You know what he referred to me as? He was drunk as hell. You know, I get all sorts when I'm in there. He's drunk as fuck, okay? He calls up and he goes, "Hi, Mr. Wonderful." And I laughed so fucking loud, man. And it's like, and he kept saying that over and over again. "You're wonderful. You're wonderful." Evan, I've been called a lot of things in my life. Never once have I been called Mr. Wonderful.
Well, until last night.
And, I said if I were a wrestler, I'd take Mr. Wonderful. I guess they already have.
Paul Orndorff. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so I really loved
being. And the guy on Shark Tank, Kevin O'Leary, goes by Mr.
Wonderful.
Mr.
Wonderful. But I've never been called wonderful before. I think that's a wonderful word, wonderful. You know, I mean, the guy was, I mean, we had a, you know, I don't know if the, we had a guy that was training. It was like training day with Denzel Washington and, you know, the guy we had in, Corbin, and was the new guy, and Bobby was training him. And I was like watching training day, you know, Ethan Hawke and Denzel, you know. Oh, God. But anyway, a guy called up last night, or put a ticket text. He goes, "Hey, you know why Gleyber Torres is doing so good? It's because of the influence of his countryman, Javi Baez." And I'm thinking, you know, these people understand this. And I'm not trying to make
fun.
Well,
Baez was drafted out of Florida high school.
Right, and Baez is from Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico is United States territory.
Yeah.
Players that are from Puerto Rico are subjected to the draft, like Carlos Correa, who is from Puerto Rico, right, in the first overall pick. They're Americans. Whoa! You know? Whoa!
Okay.
His fellow countrymen. And, you know, Torres is from Venezuela. And I know they all speak Spanish is the primary language. But Venezuela is like the wild, wild west, literally. I mean, it's a crazy fucking country, you know, with all the chaos and all the shit that's going on. And for some reason, it's not even in, it's in South America. You know, it's up the tip of South America. So for some reason, it's a baseball power, but most of South America isn't. And, you know, and the Dominican Republic is a painfully poor country.
Oh, big time.
You know, I mean, where, you know, people make like $3,000 a year.
Well, that's
now, I know they got some nice resorts.
Icons.
Yeah. Yeah. And, okay, that's different than Mexico, which is different. And Puerto Rico's in the United fucking States. So quit saying that, you know, these guys, you know, they're countrymen. You know, and every one of those countries is very different. Okay, so, you know, again, and I'm not mad at people for this. I understand human nature. But they're so different. The countries are very different. It's like, you know, you go to Europe, you know, they're right next to fucking Sweden is like England, and they're two different, you know.
Absolutely.
You go across the little fucking channel, they speak different language in France than they do in England. So it's just, you know, the world is not in that little, hey, just because you look like Chico Vizuela. Remember that character in Saturday Night Live? There's no way they would let that happen anymore.
No, a lot of TV in the 80s is not happening.
You know, baseball been very, very good to me. There's no fucking way, man. No. Everybody be like, oh, my God, look at Saturday Night Live. Look what the fuck they're doing. But baseball players are different. Now, to get back to your original point before I went on that, whatever the fuck that was. You know, the thing is with Japan, Japan's got a big major league and all this
system. Oh, absolutely.
So in order to get a player from Japan, you immediately got to pay a tax to the team. And sure. it's like a huge amount.
Yeah, it's millions.
Yeah, like big time millions. And then you get to go sign some fucker for $500 million or whatever.
Right.
It's Ohtani or something. And Korea's got a similar one, although it's not quite, you know, I don't know how to describe it, big like Japan.
Yeah, like the KBO.
Right. KOB. Oh, KOA, okay. I think is what. Remember, we used to watch it during the pandemic?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
Exactly, yeah, because it was beyond at 4 in the morning. It was the only place you could watch
sports. I wrote a column, and you loved it, man. I think you were like,
absolutely,
oh, yeah, talking about the bat flip.
But okay, so that's great that I asked that, because I've always wondered, why is it so different? That, like, you know, Roberto Campos gets this minor league deal, but is slotted with a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
But then you see
Maga
come over here and he gets $100 million.
They changed that not too distant past.
Dice K.
Used to be in Latin America. And it was the Wild Wild West. They had what they call Biscones, which are regional, I guess, it's a nice word for it. But they're basically agents for these guys.
Okay.
They try to find guys. And, you know, the whole thing about, like, hey, these guys, they play baseball from the time they're 1 year old. That's why they're so fucking good. Total horseshit. What they did is they started to work them out, like run the 60-yard dash, field ground balls. And a lot of guys didn't even ever play the game. All right? And so these Biscones would basically sell them to the scouts. You know, or they're, you know, this player here, this player here. It was like the Wild Wild West.
Yeah, it sounds
well. Baseball, what they did was rein that in.
Okay.
You know, how bad your team is means you get more slot money to sign international players.
So they evened it out.
And the Tigers, I never could figure this out because Al Avila, his father, Ralph.
Was like a historic scout, right?
Right. So he went to – he's the one who set up, clinics in the Dominican, these places. And Al would go with him when he was a kid, you know, to help him set up these clinics and everything. And Al was a brilliant international scout with the Marlins. Miggy is one of his examples.
Yeah, that's a good example.
That's a good example. With Gonzalez, there were a couple others that were significant players on the Marlins. And for some reason, the Tigers, even though they got two academies and two leagues, the Dominican Summer League is playing and all this other shit, and they got a bunch of names on it, seriously, that even I don't know about. I'm not kidding you, man. It's like, you know, and there's no coverage of it, really. You can find the stats and everything, but rarely do players come out of it. And then the Tigers just had no success with it. But speaking of Campos, he's a pretty good fucking prospect now.
Is he?
Yeah.
Because I have a bunch of his autographed rookie cards.
Well, the thing is, you know, he's like 16, 17, raw talent. Yeah. They sign him. And then people that have all these expectations because there was like a member of kind of a big splash.
Oh,
they
big
got
time.
This guy. And he doesn't, you know, put up big numbers or whatever. And he's still got to develop some power, but he's having a pretty good year at Double A. And he's a pretty good fielder. I've been impressed with Roberto Campos, and I do believe that at some point he's going to play in the major leagues. Now, how good a player he's going to be is going to depend whether he is able to develop some power.
Absolutely.
And I think what they're doing is helping Roberto Campos. You know, the plate discipline and whatever, and that's where I think the balance of the talent that Avila got, I don't think it would have been enhanced. To the degree it is, if Scott Harris didn't bring in the current system that they have. I mean, clearly, you know, he brought in a lot of guys from the Dodgers, and Garco was hired by Avila, late in Avila's tenure. But they have done a really good job of developing players in pitch shapes. And you can see it with the plate discipline when you watch players bit by bit by bit. Wow. Now, in Harris's drafts, the first one is really, really good. Okay? It really is good. And obviously getting Lorenzo, and they have Brissino. Those guys are, you know, legitimate top 100 prospects. The second one, Bryce Rainer looks like a fucking terror now. You know, he started out slow and all this, and I'm like, maybe they should have taken Cam Smith and all that. Right now, I'd rather have Bryce Rainer. And Cam Smith's doing all right. The third baseman from Florida State that would have helped him, and then the Astros have had to play him in the outfield. He was traded in the Tucker deal. I think he was taken 14th overall. Tigers had a shot at him, and that was the guy that I was touting for them to take. But I'd take Bryce Rainer. Bryce Rainer's a fucking beast, man. No, he really is, man. I mean, he started to play a little bit, and I've got a chance to watch.
Oh, yeah.
He's a fucking beast. I mean, he's big, and he moves well at short, and he's got some serious fucking power, man. I think that guy's going to be really, really good if he can get the contact rate up, you know, and not, you know, swing and miss or whatever. He's going to be a hell of a player. The rest of their draft, it's hard to tell right now.
Yeah.
Owen Hall, you know, has kind of gotten lit up at Lakeland. The other guy, can't pronounce his name. I'm not going to even try. A left-hander with glasses from high school. He's pitched a couple games in the rookie league and done all right. You know, and one guy's out, the kid from Texas A&M. He's been out. And so it's just kind of a mixed bag. I kind of like the shortstop, kind of multi-dimensional player they got at West Michigan from Notre Dame, their fifth-round pick, Jack Penny. Watching him, he looks like he's got some tools, very solid built.
Any relation to former Tiger pitcher Brad Penny?
No. He's not dating somebody from Dancing with the Stars.
That's another blast from the past of a big name that they signed late in their career.
And you know, the thing is, man, the funniest fucking thing, he's with the little Russian dancer.
Yeah, oh yeah, I remember.
It's like, what the fuck, man? That doesn't look like Brad Penny. Looked like he should be... You know, hanging out with Cam Ratledge,
God,
or Tate Ratledge as a bouncer for Florida Georgia Line or something.
He was such a big deal, though, before he came here.
Yeah, he was. I mean,
for a few years, yeah.
He was, yeah, I don't know. They had so many of those guys like that.
A ton,
you know. That was they had some that did pretty well, though. Penny was all right.
He was okay.
You know, I mean, come on. You know, you get kind of what you pay for and all that stuff. But, anyway. So, but I do think that without question, Scott Harris has had a big influence on what the Tigers have been able to do. And I used to defend Al because it was the point of fucking hatred. Oh, I hate this guy. I hate him. And Al Avila, you shouldn't hate Al Avila. Al Avila inherited a terrible situation.
One of the craziest things I've ever been part of, Pat. I was there the day. Just a random day that I went down to the ballpark to try to get sound before the game. They didn't let us in the locker room, and we're like, that's weird. And then it's reported that Dave Dombrowski has been fired, and I'm like, wait, he just dealt for, like, David Price and
David
stuff.
Price and Yeah, he dealt David Price and Cespedes.
Yeah, and I'm like, wait, they just let him do these huge deals and then they fired him?
Yeah, they got Norris, Boyd, Fulmer.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And a guy named Louis Cessos pitched in the major leagues a long time. And then the next year, they were better than anticipated.
Yeah.
Al's first year, so they went from total rebuild into, hey, we're going to take one more shot at it. And Al made a bunch of dumb signings, Jordan Zimmerman and many others.
Upton.
And then he ended up, the team looked like it was pretty good in 2021, and then he went out and got Javi and Rodriguez, and then all these guys like Haas and Candelario, all these guys that were doing pretty well. Robbie Grossman that they were kind of counting on all shit the bed, and then the team sucked, and then that was it for Al. That was his shot.
Yeah.
You know, and didn't go well for him, but you know, and then that led to this, oh, he's got to go, he's horrible, you know, kind of the barking dog effect. The truth of the matter is, obviously he did some good things, but I don't think that if they did not move on from him and hire Scott Harris that the Tigers would be in this situation. With all due respect to Al.
I agree.
You know, he tried to get them into the modern times. He tried to do it in a very difficult circumstance. He took them to a certain point. His big moment failed. And that's when they had to move on from him. And Harris has been the perfect transitional guy for what the Tigers are doing. He's brought in a lot of good people. And, but Al, on top of it, he's the one who hired Hinch.
Yeah.
And, you know, the
took a chance on him. It was risky at the time.
Right.
I mean, he was blackballed from baseball for a while.
Right. So, and, yeah, they've done a real good job, but it's kind of a combination of the two. So, just point out, it's not a mistake the Tigers are where they're at.
Yeah, well, and it's
and also, a lot of it had to do with drafting.
I mean, go look at, I mean, it's kind of a correlation with the Pistons even. I mean, what Troy Weaver and Monty Williams were trying to do obviously didn't work. You get a new set of eyes, a new mindset, and all of a sudden you're winning three times the amount of games. And sometimes I like to equate it to like a puzzle. I could be sitting staring at this puzzle for an hour not knowing where it goes. You right. come in and you're like, dude, the piece is right there. It just sometimes it takes a different set of eyeballs, a different mindset to be able to communicate or get the best out of certain guys.
Yeah. So, but anyway, hey, look, appreciate it, Evan, always. And appreciate y'all there listening to us. Don't forget to like us, download us, subscribe to us, wherever you get your podcast, the Apple iTunes Store, Google Play Store, and of course, Odyssey.com. Pat Caputo 98, you can always get this podcast there. And don't forget to read my columns. Often the podcasts are included in the columns. It's 2-for-1. What the fuck?
We're like Mr. Allen's.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
2-for-49.
2-for-49. You know, what do you got to lose? You know, check out those columns. You know, I try to pop up a couple a week for sure, Odyssey.com. And Evan said, Gentleman Jenkins, and sometimes he remembers the post. And take the X page and also the Ticket Facebook page
yep.
Are ways to get this a particular podcast. We appreciate you very much. Till next time, we'll talk to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest, it hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.